USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nicholas has become a Category 1 hurricane with sustained maximum winds of 75 miles an hour as it approaches the Texas coast. A hurricane warning is now in effect from Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas, with storm surge warnings stretching from Port Aransas, Texas to Sabine Pass. The storm is already bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and storm surges to portions of the central and upper Texas coasts. Nicholas is expected to make landfall, then move over extreme southeastern Texas on Tuesday and early Wednesday, and over southwestern Louisiana later on Wednesday. Forecasters say rainfall totals in some areas could reach up to 20 inches. And a federal judge has issued a temporary order allowing school districts in Iowa to enforce mask mandates in school buildings. The order prevents the enforcement of a law passed in May, stopping school boards from enforcing those mandates. The superintendent of the Des Moines Public School District has already said that a mask mandate will be re-implemented in his district. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Blinken acknowledged during his testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Americans have been stranded in Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas called the haphazard withdrawal an act of betrayal.
To make matters worse, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word, betrayal.
Blinken was also criticized for giving his testimony virtually from the State Department and not in person on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden announced a push last week to get millions of Americans vaccinated against COVID-19, implementing a vaccine mandate for all federal workers and contractors and all healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. A group of Republican governors have already pushed back against the president's mandates, with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tweeting that her state would sue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott supports that effort. He tells Fox News that he doesn't believe that the president has the authority to issue the kinds of mandates that he has.
It turns out that President Biden is becoming a habitual violator of the United States Constitution. You'll recall that it was just recently that he said he did not have the authority to impose the moratorium on evictions, and yet he did it, and the courts ruled against him. He also said he didn't have the authority to and would not mandate the vaccines on people in the United States of America, and he does not have that authority under the Constitution. As you point out, it is states and governors who have the authority, and Sean, I have issued an executive order already in existence that prohibits any government from imposing a vaccine mandate on my fellow Texans. So we're going to have a constitutional showdown. I believe that governor's orders will supersede the president's orders because the president does not have the authority to impose this.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.